If you have hyperthyroidism or Hashimoto's and are looking to save your thyroid, then you might want to take the 60-second Save My Thyroid quiz to find out how likely it is that you can save your thyroid. Upon completing the quiz, you will receive your thyroid saving score and a free report explaining your unique results, along with some things you can do to regain your health. To take the quiz, visit savemythyroid.com/quiz.
Hey, this is Dr. Eric. And in this Q&A episode, I am going to answer the question, how much protein is necessary for those with hyperthyroidism and Hashimoto's? So soon I'll be releasing my new book, The Hyperthyroid Healing Diet. And in the book, I talk a lot about protein and hyperthyroidism. But I figured I'd put together a Q&A episode where I talk about protein intake in those with both hyperthyroidism as well as those with Hashimoto's. So now, just to let you know, some of the following information is going to be read directly from the book, or actually I have it on a Word document here, but I copied and pasted it from the book here. So adequate intake of protein is one of the key nutritional factors to prevent loss of muscle mass and strength, frailty, and associated comorbidities in later life. A gradual decline in muscle mass is observed from the third decade of life, with a 30 to 50% decrease reported between the ages of 40 and 80. This age-related loss of muscle mass, strength, and quality is known as sarcopenia, and eating sufficient protein can at least help minimize this loss of muscle mass. And then this next paragraph I'm going to read, or actually it's just, I guess, a long sentence, or two sentences, is from the book too. So eating sufficient protein is important for optimal immune health. Research shows that a deficiency of dietary protein or amino acids has long been known to impair immune function and increase the susceptibility of animals and humans to infectious diseases. So important for everyone, but obviously if you have an autoimmune thyroid condition, Graves' disease, or Hashimoto's, I mean, everybody wants a healthy immune system, but with these people have a compromised immune system. And I'm not saying that not eating enough protein is the reason why people develop Graves and Hashimoto's, but it could be a factor, at least in the healing process. And then the second sentence, I mentioned that it could increase the susceptibility to infectious diseases, and infections can be a potential trigger of both Graves and Hashimoto's, as well as some non-autoimmune thyroid conditions, such as subacute thyroiditis, whereas viruses are usually the cause of subacute thyroiditis. So yeah, hopefully you're beginning to understand that protein is important, not just for muscle mass, and also important for bone density as well. I mean, it has a lot of different functions. I mean, amino acids are important for one of the phases of detoxification, which we don't really think of. So definitely need enough protein. So that brings us to the question, how much protein should you be consuming each day? According to the dietary reference intake, or DRI, the dietary reference intake is 0.8 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight, or 0.36 grams per pound. So for example, according to the DRI, someone who weighs 150 pounds should eat approximately 54 grams of protein per day, which is, in my opinion, kind of on the lower side. However, there is strong evidence that for optimal muscle protein synthesis and to prevent muscle loss, especially as we get older, we need increased protein intake. But even when we're younger, I think that's still, like, if you weigh 150 pounds and you're in your 20s, I still think 54 grams is younger. But as you get older and you have decreased muscle mass and you're at greater risk for sarcopenia, then again, you definitely want to make sure you increase your protein intake. And as a result, some suggest eating 1 gram of protein for every pound that you weigh, which means that if you weigh 150 pounds, you should eat 150 grams of protein. And some recommend even exceeding this. And then others will say it's not like the amounts, not that it's not important, but just to make sure you split it up during the day too, which I think is most people will do, especially if someone's eating 150 grams of protein, they're probably not eating it all in a single setting. So in this case, you probably would want to have like 50 grams 3 times a day, which might be challenging if you're doing intermittent fasting. But honestly, even if you're doing a 16-8 fast, which again, I have separate episodes talking about that as far as fasting. So I won't get into fasting here. I can't say I recommend for everyone with the thyroid, autoimmune thyroid condition to fast. But anyway, you want to split up the protein. If you're having, let's say, 100 grams of protein, again, maybe 30, 35 grams of protein per meal and split it up. But so, what's my perspective as far as how much you should consume? And I think 1 gram of protein for every pound that you weigh is okay, but I don't know if everybody needs that. I think a good daily protein intake goal should be at least like minimum of 75% of your ideal body weight in pounds. And as an example, if your ideal body weight is 120 pounds, then you should aim for at least 90 grams of protein per day. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't eat more than that and have 120 grams of protein. You know, if you were to weigh 120 pounds, some might wonder about kidneys. Well, too much protein isn't going to put stress on the kidneys. If someone already has an existing kidney problem, then I definitely would be cautious. But otherwise, there's no evidence that shows that eating a lot of protein is going to cause kidney issues. Now, again, maybe if someone really overdoes it, so if someone weighs, let's say, 150 pounds and they're eating 300 grams of protein per day, maybe. Again, I don't know for sure, but some will even dispute that, that it doesn't really make a difference. Again, I don't recommend eating significantly more than 1 gram of protein for body weight. But again, the main reason it's not just for the kidneys, like putting, it's not really because I'm concerned about stress on the kidneys. But again, I don't really think everybody needs that much protein. Also, another question I ask in the book is more protein necessary for those with hyperthyroidism? Because with hyperthyroidism, you get the increased metabolic rate, you do get loss of muscle mass. So, you know, wasting away of muscles, loss of muscle mass. So one can make the argument that maybe in hyperthyroidism, you do need to eat more. And again, I'm saying more of the 75%. So maybe they need to eat 1 gram of protein for every pound. And who knows, maybe even more than that. Like, there's really no research I came across showing how much protein someone with hyperthyroidism should eat. I mean, listen to your body. If you feel like you need more protein, like if you find yourself eating a good amount of protein that exceeds more than 1 gram of protein for every pound you weigh, I think that's okay. I wouldn't force it. But if you're just eating a lot of protein because you feel like you need it, and those with hyperthyroidism have an increased appetite, so not that eating protein is going to eliminate that, but it might help. But even those with Hashimoto's, if you have an increased appetite. Anyway, so protein, like for those who don't feel full when eating a mostly plant-based diet, it's probably because you're not getting enough protein. So I recommend both. You might have heard me in the past saying to eat a lot of plant-based foods, and I definitely recommend that, and I do that. But I do eat a decent amount of protein. Admittedly, a few years ago, not as much as I do now. Again, it is a struggle, at least for me, getting in enough protein. I do eat animal sources of protein, but I also have smoothies where I will add a protein powder such as hydrolyzed beef protein, which is also animal-based, but sometimes I'll add an organic pea protein. So yeah, feel free if you need to have a smoothie with extra protein powder or some collagen. I wouldn't rely on collagen alone because it's an incomplete protein. But anyway, that's my answer to the question, how much protein is necessary for those with hyperthyroidism and Hashimoto's? I didn't give a single answer because there is no single answer. If you ask 10 different healthcare practitioners, you will get different opinions. Some will say 1 gram of protein for every pound you weigh. Others will say, you know, a lot less than that. You'll get differences of opinions. But according to my research, that's what I'm recommending, at least 75% of your ideal body weight in pounds. Again, some people will need more than that. And as usual, I hope you found this Q&A episode to be super valuable, and I look forward to catching you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Save My Thyroid podcast. If you haven't done so already, make sure you hit subscribe to stay up to date on the latest thyroid health-related topics. And to get your free thyroid and immune health restoration action points checklist, visit SaveMyThyroidChecklist.com. Thanks so much for tuning in.
I want to let you know about a product called Hepatoimmune Supreme, which is a unique supplement that has a rare combination of N-acetylcysteine, also known as NAC, milk thistle, and schisandra to support the liver. And it also has a few mushrooms that can help support the immune system, including cordyceps, which has both immune modulating and adaptogenic properties and is great for those with Graves' disease and Hashimoto's. To learn more about Hepatoimmune Supreme, visit SaveMyThyroid.com/liver support.